Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Beis. Now we are about 25 lines from the top of daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. The two dots, Shloisha Melachim Varba Hedyotos V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzar V'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda. So we're now going to turn our attention to the second part of the Mishnah, and that is Ve'elu She'ein Lohem Chelek Lo'ilam Abba. So the Mishnah began, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek Lo'ilam Abba. The Mishnah gave examples then of people that don't have Chelek Lo'ilam Abba. Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMeisa Min HaTorah, Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, Apikoyrus. Rabbi Akiva said, Afakoyrus B'sforim HaChitzoynim, Haloichesh Al HaMakah. If somebody recites an incantation on a wound, some say only an incantation that has the name of Hashem in it, such as Kol HaMachla Shesamti B'Mitzrayim Lo Yosem Alecho Ki Ani Hashem Reifecho. Abishol said, Afahoyges Hashem B'Oisi Yosem. And then the Mishnah says, I'll give you some examples of people that don't have a Chelek Lo'ilam Abba. Shloisha Malachim, three kings, Varba Hedyotos, and four people that were ordinary in the sense that they weren't kings, they too ain't lehem chelek la'olam haba. So first the Shloisha Malachim, Yeravam, Achav, Umenasha. So Sanhedrin daf kuf aleph on the base, daf kuf beis on the aleph, onto daf kuf beis on the base talks about Yeravam. Then the Gemara is going to talk about Achav into Daf Kuf Gimel, which is going to talk about Menashe. Some real intense, some real hardcore Nach, talking about some of the most famous personalities in Nevi'im. So who is Yeravam ben Nevat? So Yeravam ben Nevat's story begins in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph. And there's a little bit of context that the Navi gives. V'hamelech Shloimo, the Pasuk says, O'ab noshem lachriyos rabos, ve'es bas parim mayavios, amonios, adoimios, seidoinios, and chitios. We know that Shloimo HaMelech was a great tzaddik. But at the same time, the Pasuk attributes certain things that Shloimo HaMelech did that maybe wasn't perfect. Shloimo HaMelech married bas parim. Chazal say, kolo'ima Shloimo chota einoyelo toya. So of course, these are all things that the Navi is saying, but things that we cannot take literally. But at the same time, the Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Parah. He also married the daughters of other kings. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And as Shlomo HaMelech got older, they started getting Shlomo to stray a little bit and to be somewhat complicit in the Aveir of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that Shlomo himself, of course, never worshipped Avodah Zarah. He wouldn't be the great Shlomo HaMelech had he worshipped Avodah Zarah. But some of these Noshim Nachriyas did. Shlomo HaMelech had an opportunity to protest, to be Meicha. He wasn't Meicha, and because he wasn't Meicha, the Pasuk talks somewhat as if he was responsible for it. Stating that, the Pasuk says, Vayesanef Hashem b'Shlomo. Hashem was very upset at Shlomo. Ki nata levava mi'im Hashem alikei Yisrael, hanira elav pamoy. Shlomo HaMelech had been Zoicha twice to Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shlomo HaMelech after that can come to this Avera. The Pasuk says, V'tziva Elov al Adover Azeh, Hashem came to him and spoke to him very, very sharply. Very infamously, Vayomer Hashem l'Shloimo, Yana shehoyis zois imach, v'lo shomarta brisi v'chukoysai, because of these averus that you were somewhat responsible for, Karoya ekras hamamlocha melech, I'm going to take your malchus, this malchus that I had promised your father David, and I'm going to tear it. U'nesatil levdecha. Not only am I going to tear it, but the malchus is going to be taken away from you and given to one of your slaves. Ach, biyomecha lo yasena. I'm not going to do it during your lifetime. Leman David avicha, out of respect for your father. Miad bincha ekra'ena. I'm going to do it after you die. And your son is really supposed to be the next king. It's from his malchus that I'm going to tear apart a chelek of it. Rak isa mamlocha lo yekra shevet echot etan of necho. One shevet you're going to get. Rashi says it wasn't just one shevet. It was really two shvatim. Shevet Yehuda. Of course, that's where Yerushalayim, that's where Ir David is, but also Shevet Binyamin, Leman David Avdi, Leman Yerushalayim, Asher Bacharti. The Pasuk continues, and the Pasuk says, V'yirovim benevot Efrosim in Atzredo, I'm skipping, V'shem Ido, Mitzrua, Isha, Almono, Eved L'Shleim V'yarm Yed Bamelech. The Pasuk says that Shleim HaMelech had an Eved, his name was Yeravam ben Nevat. He was from Shevet Ephraim. V'zeh ha'dovar asheherim yod b'melech. He had a little bit of an encounter with Shlomo HaMelech. And the Pasuk speaks very ambiguously about what that encounter was. The Gemara in today's daf is going to darshan it, but the pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech had built a city in Miloy, that's a place, and when he did that, he closed off a breach in the wall that existed in the times of David HaMelech. Yeravam was upset about what happened. He was moicha. Shlomo HaMelech was upset at Yeravam's macha. He wanted to kill him. And as a result, Yeravam had to run away. He runs away to Mitzrayim. So what exactly was this macha? Again, we'll see it in the Gemara. But the gist of it is that when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, so he wanted to build a palace for Bas Paroi. So originally she lived in Ir David, then he decided that that's not the place for her, so he moves her to a place called Miloy. Now this place, Miloy, was one of the thoroughfares that the Yidden would pass through when they went to Be'ol HaRegel. But because he built the palace there, he blocked off that area. Not just that, he said that any person that wants to pass through that area, being that Bas Paroi lives there, it's private property, they're going to have to pay a toll. And it was considered to have been maybe inappropriate, at least that's what Yeravam thought. And Yeravam gets up, Birabim, the Gemara is going to say, and he's Moichi, he tells Shlomo HaMelech, how could you do that? This was a derech shechziku by Rabim, and you're going to bring Bas Paroi no less, and this is where you're going to put her. The Yidden used to go here to be Be'ol HaRegel. Now they have to take the long scenic route. The Gemara says he was right for being Moichi. He was right. He did the right thing, Yeravam, for telling Shlomo that he shouldn't have done that. But he was wrong for doing it by Rabim, and it's for that reason Yeravam later would be punished. But the pasuk says that Yeravam was afraid, he runs away to Mitzrayim. Yeravam's walking and he meets the great Navi of the time, the Gadol Adar, Achiyah Hashiloini. He was wearing a new beged. And the only two people in the field. Now, who was wearing a new beged? Machloikis. Rav says it was Achiyah. Levi says it was Yeravam. But the bottom line is, Achiyah grabs this Salma, Asher Olav, and he takes it off. And it's Tereis this to shticker. How many shticker? 12. And he tells Yeravam, I want you to take 10 of these 12 pieces. Because just like I took this beggin and I ripped it into 12 pieces, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take Klal Yisrael and he's going to rip it up into pieces as well. And Shlomo HaMelech himself is going to end up with Shevet Echad, which is really two Shvatim, Yehuda and Yamin. You're going to get the other 10. So as a symbolism, take these 10 krum, because really what this means is that one day this is going to be yours. Why is he doing that? Says Achiyah, Yanasha Azavuni, because Shlomo HaMelech left Hashem to a certain degree. Because of the Avodah Zarah of Shlomo HaMelech's wives, says the pasuk that the Oyscha Ekach, Hashem decided that the other king that's going to have the other part of the Malchus that's being ripped away from Shlomo is going to be you. Unbelievable. So here Yeravam is an Eved to Shlomo HaMelech. He runs away because Shlomo wants to kill him. He bumps into Achiyah HaShiloini, the great Navi, the God of Adar, and Achiyah HaShiloini tells him, I want you to know I have a Besura Toiva for you. The Malchus is going to be torn away from Shlomo HaMelech. It's not going to happen during his lifetime. It's going to happen after he dies. It's going to be divided unequally, 10 on one side, 2 on the other side. You're the one that's going to get the 10. But there's one condition. He says, you have to listen to the ways of Hashem. He says, I will make you the next David HaMelech. And just like Hashem promised David, I'm going to be with him all the time, so too Yeravam, Hashem is told me to tell you, you have the opportunity now to be the next David HaMelech. Either way, the pasuk continues. The pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech passed away. They buried him be'ir David. And the next king was Rechavim. When Yeravam heard that Shlomo died, and that Rechavim is the next king, so he knew what he needed to do. So he quickly comes back to Yerushalayim, he leaves Mitzrayim, and he now wants to take over his malchus. He was tapped in. Achiyah HaShiloini had told him that he was going to be a Melech Yisrael. So he has to set the stage. He can't just come in and create a rebellion. So he did it with Chachma. This is the way he did it. He gathers some Jews, he puts together a little board, and they come and they present to the new king Rechavim the following request. They say, Avicha Hiksha Asuleinu. You know, your father Shlomo HaMelech, he ruled with an iron fist. The Ata and you, we're asking you, please, that your kingdom's policy should be a little bit different, and we're asking you to be a little bit more sensitive to the people. Is that something that you can do? some policy changes. We want you to lower taxes. You know, there's certain things that we would like you to do as the next king. Vayim Aleim, so Rechavim heard what they had to say. He was a little taken aback. And he says, you know, I need some time to think about it. Go away for 3 days. V'shuv elai, come back to me. And then I'm going to tell you what I need to do. And the Pasuk famously says that Rechavim went to the advisors of his father, Shlomo HaMelech. He calls them into a room, emergency meeting. He tells them what happened. He says, you know, it was just the Jews, they came to me and they want me to change policies. They want me to be a little easier on them. What do you recommend? Is this something I should do or is this something I shouldn't do? And the advisors of Shlomo HaMelech, who were old and wise, told him, I think that they're making a point. And your popularity is very, very critical in order for you to be a successful king. I think you have to take them seriously. If today you're going to be an eved, so to speak, to the nation, he says, you be an eved to them today, and you'll see in the long run, they're going to be avodim to you. Give them what they want. Give them a little something. They're asking for it. I think it's what you should do. But Rechavim didn't like what he heard. So he decided that he's going to put together his own group of advisors, the younger people, as the Pasuk describes, and he went over to them and he asked them what they think. I'm skipping. This is what you should tell them. You think my father was tough? You think my father raised taxes? You think that was an iron fist? Wait till you see what I'm going to do. I'm going to be much harder than you. He says, my father hit you with sticks. It's going to be much, much more difficult. Either way, he gets two pieces of advice, conflicting. The older advisors tell him that I think you should succumb. I think you should make concessions. The younger advisor says, absolutely not. You need to be king. Show him who's boss. Because otherwise, it's going to be terrible. It's a slippery slope. 3 days later, Yeravam and everybody comes back to Rechavim. He says, "Nu, do you have an answer?" Says the pasuk, "Who did he listen to?" Vayana Melech Hasam Kosha. Vayazav Es Atzas Haskeinim Ashiyotzu. He didn't listen to the Skeinim. Instead, he listened to the Naarim. Vayidaber Aleim Katzas Yeladim Lemar Avi Hichber Es Ulchem Vani Oisef Al Ulchem Avi Yisar Eschem Bashitim Vani Ayaser Eschem Baak Krabin. Either way, Vayar Kol Yisrael Kulei Shama Melech Aleim. When the Yidden heard and they realized that Rechavim wasn't taking them seriously, so they go back and they said, "Malonu chelik b'David, v'lo nachlo b'ven Yishai. We're not interested anymore. We have to make a change." And that was Yeravam's opportunity to come in and pounce. By the way, the Gemara says that you see from here that anytime it comes to going to somebody for advice, you don't take advice from young people. You're supposed to take advice from other older people. The Gemara says if the Skenim tell you to destroy and the young people tell you to build, destroy and don't build. Who do you learn it? We learn it from Rechavim ben Shlomo. Rechavim ben Shlomo should have listened to the older, wiser advisors rather than listening to the younger chevra that had their blood boiling, didn't have the same life experience. When it comes to advice, the younger person can be smarter, but older people just have more life experience, and as a result, when it comes to giving advice, there's a certain wisdom they have that the younger people don't have. One of the stories we learn from here. Either way, the Pasuk says, Vayikishmaya kol Yisrael, kishav Yeravam. When they heard that Yeravam is coming, they came, they gathered around him, and they supported him. But Rechavim and Shlomo obviously didn't. So Rechavim decides that he has to stop this. This is madness. All of a sudden, there's going to be another part of Klal Yisrael. They're seceding. And he decides that we have to fight them. So he gathers 180,000 troops and he's about to go fight a war. Pasuk says, Vayidvar Elokim El Shemaya. Israel Elokim Lamed. There was a Navi, his name was Shemaya. And Hashem sent Shemaya quickly. He says, Emerel Rechavim ben Shlomo Melech Yehuda, Velkol Beis Yehuda ben Yamin, Yesrom Lamed, Koyamar Hashem, Loi Salu, Veloi Silachamu, Machechem, Bnei Yisrael, Shuvu Ishle Vesoy, Kimi Iti Nia Adover Azeh, Vayishmu Es Dvar Hashem, Vayishuvu Lo Leches, Kidvar Hashem. He sends Shemaya Hanavi to Rechavim and tells Rechavim, don't fight. This is the way it's supposed to be. And Rechavim listened to the Navi. Rechavim didn't fight. So the Yidden, right at the onset, were at the brink of a civil war. Obviously, the nation is being divided into two, and it could have been terrible. Shem sent the Navi and Rechavim, mitoich tzedkusai, listened to what the Navi said. He was Moichel, and it was at that point, right after Shlomo HaMelech died, literally, before the inauguration of Rechavim, that the Malchus was already divided. There was going to be 10 Shvatim that were going to be the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. The capital of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael was the Shomron. That was where they were based at, and then there was the southern part of Eretz Yisrael that was going to belong to Malchus Beis David. It would remain this way for a very, very, very long time until Shalmaneser, the king of Asher, took the northern part of Eretz Yisrael into Golus. The famous Aseres Hashvatim, Sancheriv, tried doing the same thing to the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, but because of the Tzchus HaTorah of that generation, under the guidance of Chizkiyahu, and tremendous miracles happened, miracles on the caliber of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why all of that was able to be prevented. But the story of Yeravam doesn't end there. It's actually right where it begins. The Pasuk says that Yeravam now becomes king, and Yeravam is a little afraid that at some point people are going to recognize that he's not the real king. And the reason is, the Gemara is going to say, because the Yidden had a mitzvah three times a year to be Oyler Regel. And when they used to be Oyler Regel, they'd come up to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was one person that had a right to sit in the Azara. Everybody else had to stand. And that was the Melech of Beis David. Ein Yeshiva Bazara, El Lamalchus Beis David Buvad. And Yeravim says, how's it going to look? I'm a king. I have 5/6 of Eretz Yisrael under my control. Rechavim has only 1/6. But the bottom line is, he's from Malchus Beis David. And when the Yidden are going to be Oyler Regel, I'm going to see him sitting. I'm going to be standing. And it's not going to be good. Elamai, maybe I should sit. Then they're going to say I'm a Meir B'Malchus. They might kill me. I have to prevent this from happening because this could undermine my entire Malchus. So he decided he's going to get the Yidden out to be Oyler Regel. What did he do? So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says that he set up, he erected two Avodah Zarah. One in Basel, the other one was in Shevet Dan. And he said that any person that wants to pass through to go up to Yerushalayim to be Oyler Regel is going to first have to pay a tax. The tax is going to be, he's going to have to bow down to this Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says it wasn't just an ordinary Avodah Zarah. This was the same Avodah Zarah that the Yidden worshipped when they were in the Midbar. This was none other than the eagle. And if you go through the Pesukim inside, the way Yeravam describes the eagle, he says, Eila lehecha Yisrael, this asher halucha, the same exact words that are mentioned in Parshas Kisiso, where the Yidden go and the Yidden worship the eagle. Either way, Yeravam does this, he does this successfully, and he gets the Yidden to be over Avodah Zarah. Problem is, Yeravam was given the Malchus. It was given to him by Achi Ashiloini. No questions asked. You read the Psukim, he had every right to be the Melech. Not just that, Hashem offered Yeravam to be on some level like David HaMelech. He tells him, all the Havtachis that I gave David HaMelech, I'm willing to offer you. But there were strings attached. What was the condition? You have to go in my ways, the same way David HaMelech did. He didn't do that. And because he didn't do that, the end of Yeravam's story was going to be very different than the end of the story of David HaMelech. So if you go through him, Malach HaMelech, Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. So you have some of the life and times of Yeravam ben Nevat, some stories that are pertinent, that are Negeya, but big picture, high level as it relates to Yeravam. Yeravam goes down as a terrible Rasha. He goes down as one of the people that are in Lechelik L'Olam Abba. The last story that the Navi says is Be'esahi Chola Avia ben Yeravam. Yeravam had a son, his name was Avia, and he was very sick. And the doctor said, there's nothing we can do. Yeravam goes to his wife, and he says, I have one idea. I want you to go up to Shiloh. That's where the great Navi, Achia HaShiloh, is. But you're going to have to travel incognito, because no one can know who you are. She was the queen of the other Malchus. How are you going to kriech into Shiloh? So you're going to have to do this undercover. But I want you to go and speak to the Navi and tell the Navi, what's going on? Get a bracha, get avtacha, maybe something could happen. Either way, the Pasuk describes how even though she went in disguise, Hashem came to Achia and told Achia, I'm letting you know, you can have a visitor. It's going to be Yeravam's wife. And Achia already knew what to say, exactly what the situation is. But this was the crux of it. The crux of it was that this child was going to die. And really, it was a simon. It was a symbol for terrible destruction that was going to descend upon the house of Yeravam, for the terrible averis that he did. Just read through some of the Pesukim. L'chein hinini mevi Yeravam. These are all synonyms of destruction. Achia tells Yeravam's wife, go back to your house, and when you come back, you're going to find that the child will be dead. And they're going to be maspid the child, and it's going to be a big levaya. But I want you to know, this is the only one of Yeravam's descendants that's going to be zoicha to kfuras Yisrael. Because this child had one schus, and it's because of that he's going to have kfura. But as it relates to everybody else, they're not going to. Pasuk says, She got up, Vatelech Vatovis Ritzasa, and she comes home, Vahanarmes, Vayikburoisoi, Vayisbudoi, Kol Yisrael, Kedvar Hashem, Ashadibri Yadavdoi, Achia, and Novi. And then the Pasuk says, Vayeser Divri Yeravam, the rest of the story, literally, of Yeravam, Ashenilcham, Vashemol Achidim, him Ksuvan al Sefer Divri Ayavim, Malch Yisrael. You can find it in Sefer Divri Ayavim, Vayavim, Ashemolach Yeravam. How many years was Yeravam king? Esrim Bushtaim Shnana. 22 years. Vayishkavim Avoisa, Vayimloch Nodav Benoy Tachtav. And after he was finished, his son Nadav became king. So Yeravam was the first king of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. He took the Malchus per the instructions of a Navi, of the God of Adar, Achia Ashilayni. He had every right to be king. Hashem was punishing Shlomo HaMelech because of the Avodah Zarah of Shlomo HaMelech's wives, and as a result, the Malchus was given to him. It was something that was his to take. The problem is it was given on the condition that he was going to go in the same way of David HaMelech. He didn't go in the same way of David HaMelech. As a matter of fact, he sinned with the greatest aveiros you could possibly sin. No, the chet ha'egel. The Gemara is going to say that till that point, the Yidden had an invoice that had one chet ha'egel on it. Now, all of a sudden, there were three chet ha'egels. You had the chet ha'egel in the Midbar, you had the one in Basel, you had the other one in Dud. So there were three agolim that the Yidden would suddenly going to have to be busy with. This was all Yeravam. Yeravam goes down as the chayti u'machti aseravim, she'en lechelik olam abo. We're going to have some fascinating Gemaras over here describing Yeravam. Yeravam himself was king for 22 years, but he set a legacy. And the legacy was you would have kings after Yeravam that would go in his way where it was somewhat accepted. It was fine to be Oved Avodah Zarah. It culminated in the whole northern part of Eretz Yisrael going to Golos, being completely wiped out. We learn Yitzchem next week, at the end of Perek Chelik, Rabbi Kiva says that Taseres HaShvatim are in Lohem Chelik V'Olam Abad. They're gone. They're completely wiped off the map forever, eternally, because of the amount of Avodah Zarah. Everybody agrees, but because of the amount of Avodah Zarah that took place. But the bottom line is Yeravam set it in motion, so much so that when the Pasuk talks about Achav and other kings, it's going to describe Ach always relative to Yeravam. And the Gemara is going to say, all in today's daf, it's because Yeravam started. Regardless, zokt the Gemara, a whole block Gemara about Yeravam ben Nebat. The Mishnah said, Shloisha malachim abar, yoytis, all have no chelik in elam abar. Tanu Rabbanon, Yeravam. Why was he called Yeravam? Sheriba am. Riba means he knocked them down. He caused the nation to fall in many ways, spiritually, physically. Davaracha Yeravam sha'asam erivabam. He created a fight amongst the nation, a civil war. Yeah, now the northern part of Eretz Yisrael and the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Davaracha. Third pshat, Yeravam sha'asam erivabam Yisrael avim shabeshamayim. Because he caused fighting, discord between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Avodah Zarah that he had set up. Ben Nevat, why was he called the son of Nevat? So Pasha, because his father was Nevat, right? Says the Gemara, Ben Shenibet V'lei Ra, because Yeravam Ben Nevat's father, who as we'll see in a minute, is a famous personality in Tanakh, none other than Sheva Ben Bichri. He was someone who had seen something. He knew that there was some omen, something was supposed to happen, but V'lei Ra, he didn't see properly. So Nibet is Miloshan Vayabit, to look, to gaze. So he looked at something, but he didn't turn. Zok the Gemara, who Nevat, who Micha, who Sheva ben Bichri, Nevat, Micha, of Pesel Micha fame, and Sheva ben Bichri, they're all the same person. Nevat, why was it called Nevat Shenibet V'lei Ra? Because he looked, but he didn't see properly. Micha, Shenesmachich Bebinyan. The reason it was called Micha is because he was crushed into a wall. Umashemoy, what was his real name? Sheva ben Bichri Shemoy. So this is not really for this morning, but if you take a look at the last Rashi on the right side of the Gemara. So you have Rashi on the right side and on the left side of Berak Kalik. The last side, Rashi says, the famous Chazal, the story with Micha, that Micha was a little baby in Mitzrayim, and they were Mitzrayim, when they were building a certain building, they ran low on stone, so they needed an extra stone. They took Micha instead, they put him into the stone. Either way, Ayin Shom B'Rashi. Tanu Rabban, Shleisha Nipta V'lo Yiroh. There were three people that saw something, but they didn't see it in high definition, meaning they knew that something was going on. They tapped onto something, but they couldn't see it properly. Ve'eluhei Nevat, ve'achitoifo, ve'instagnine pare. Nevat says, the Gemara Roish, Yishayotis me'amasa. Nevat had a dream, and in his dream, he saw fire emerge from Osei Makoim. Who Savar? He thought that it meant Iyu Malach, he's going to be king. Velohi, but it's really not what it meant. What it meant was Yeravam, who was from his Zera, who denafik mine, and he was going to be king. But Nevat himself thinks he's going to be king, and that's why he tries to rebel against David HaMelech. He's the famous Sheva ben Bichri from Tanakh. He saw something. He was Nibet. He saw something. The Valei Ra. He just didn't see it properly. Achi Teufel, the same thing. Ra Tzaras, Shazor Cholay Alam Masai. He saw Tzaras on his Oisei Makan. And who saw her? He thought Iumolach, then it means he's going to be king. V'lohi, but that's really not what I meant. Basheva Bitayhu, then Avkamine Shloim. Shloim HaMelech was a descendant of Achitofel, so it's the same story. Sheva ben Bichri wouldn't be king. Sheva ben Bichri is really Nevat. His son, Yerovam, would be king. Achitofel wouldn't be king. Again, these were people that they knew something. Sometimes you see something, you tap into it, you're onto something, but to see it clearly, that's a whole nother level. It's Tagnine Pari. Dam Rab Chamer Bechanin, Rashi Bin Zitzin Chumash, Maitek, Sib Hema Meme Riva. Hey, Moshe, Ro, in Stagnine Pari Vito. So by the Chet of the Meme Riva, Aharon and Moshe, it's because of that, they don't go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, they are the Meme Riva. What does that mean? Hema, it's referring to what the astrologers of Paroi saw. Says the Gemara, Ro, they saw Shemayshin, Shal Yisrael, B'mayim, like the astrologers of Paroi come in one day, emergency, they have to tell him that we just saw in the stars that today Moshiach and Shal Yisrael is going to be born. He's going to be a man, not a woman. That's what Kol HaBein HaYo'iru Tashlichu. We take all the young boys, we throw them into the Ya'ar because we have to make sure that we're going to kill him. Now, what did they see? They saw that Moshiach and Shal Yisrael is going to be punished with water. So the thought was, if we throw him in the water, we'll punish him, and like this, that's the way to defeat him. Amar he didn't realize that this game meant something else. It didn't mean he was going to be killed with water. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't killed with water. What it means is because of an avera with water, referring to the Meim Riva, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and that's what they were saw. So again, they saw, but they weren't seeing clearly. So going back to Yerovam, how do we know that Yerovam isn't going to go to Olam Haba? So Yerovam is going to be lahachid ulahashmid lahachid ba'ilum hazeh ulahashmid ba'ilum haba. Amar Rabbi Yechon, amai nei ma zocha Yerovam l'malchus. What did Yerovam do to merit to be king? Says the Gemara, mipnei sheichiach shloima, because he gave Musa to shloima. Mipnei ma nenash. Why then was he punished? Mipnei sheichiach b'rabim, because he gave him Musa publicly. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'zeh hadova shehirim yobam melech shloima bones amiloi sagar as peretz ir David. Amaloi. So Yerovam turns to shloima and he tells him, David avicha paratz pratzis b'chaima. Your father David worked so hard on breaching walls so that Yidden should be able to walk through these walls. It should be easier for them to be oil regal. Kideshiyal Yisrael the regal. Va'ato godarto isam. And you're going fakert. You're closing these walls up. Kidei lasis angari labaspare. So that you can collect tolls. So you can raise taxes to finance this palace that you built for Bas Paroi, no less. But we mentioned before in the intro, Umay v'zeh sheheshim yob ha-melech. What does that mean? The pasuk says that he lifted his hand against the melech. Amar Rav Nachman, a well-known gemara, shechalatz tefillov b'fanov. What it means is he took his tefillin off in front of Shlomo HaMelech. So that was considered to be disrespectful. Rashi says two reasons why, but Pashit, it was disrespectful. He had to uncover his head for a moment in front of the king. But the bottom line is, that was another thing, adding injury to insult, that Yerovam did. Number one, he gave him Musa Berabit, and number two, he took his tefillin off in the presence of Shlomo HaMelech. Amar Rav Nachman, Gasus HaRuach, Shehoya Bay B'Yerovam, Tardus HaMenoilem. And you go through the Pesukim Menach, Prokim Menach, that talk about Yerovam Ben Nevat. And really, the chet of Yerovam is the chet of Avodah Zarah. But say Rav Nachman, and if you want to go to the root of the Averus of Yerovam, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. That's not where it started. You want to know where it started? It started with Gaiva. It was the Gasus HaRuach that Yerovam had that ultimately caused him to leave the world. Shneem v'ayim Yerovam believed by. Yerovam said to himself, "At the touch of Hamalach lebeis David, im yalo amazem when the Yidden are going to be oiler regel, lasso zvachim beveis Hashem beYerushalayim to bring karbonos v'shav leva amazel adineim el rechavim el Yehuda. The Yidden are going to decide that they'd rather side with rechavim than with me. V'haroguni and they're going to kill me. V'shav lo rechavim el Yehuda. What did he mean? Amar says." The Gemara, Gemiri, the in Yeshiva Bazar, El Machlis Bezavu. We know the only one that was allowed to sin in the Azara was the king from Beis Dov. Keeping the Chazalei, the Rechavim, the Yosid. So Yerovam was concerned that with the end, I'm going to be oiler regal. They're going to see Rechavim is sitting. That not him, though I'm standing. Sabri, they're going to think Ha Malkava after. He's king, and I'm an Eved. I was a slave to his father, Shlomo HaMelech. I'm still the Eved. The Iosivna, and if I sit, Meir B'Malchasavoy. V'Kotlanli. That's what he meant in the pasuk that they're going to see Rechavim, and then they're going to kill me. Said Monavshach, if only Rechavim is sinning, they're going to see Rechavim, they're going to want to follow Rechavim. And if I decide to sit as well, I'm a Meribah Malchus, they're going to kill me. V'azul basrei miyad, the Pasuk says, V'yivotz ha-melech v'yashnei eglezov, v'yoymer aleim. Here's the Pasuk. Grav lochem me'alois Yerushalayim. Yerovam turns to you and says, why are you going up to Yerushalayim? Hinei aloi hecha Yisrael. This is your God. Asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. The same words the Torah uses by the Chet HaEgel. This was the Avodah Zara of the ego. I mean, we think we understand the ego. We don't have a clue of what the ego really was. The ego was a real something. Ramban talks about it in Spirish al Torah, but to just dismiss it as if it was some silliness, of course we can't do that. So the same idea, whatever the ego represented, it was Avodah Zara. It's the biggest Avodah Klal Yisrael ever did. But whatever the ego represented, Yeravam somehow was able to reinvigorate that koyach. Vayosem eso echad beveisel, vaso echad nosam bedon. My vayivoyitz, what does vayivoyitz mean? He went and he took counsel, meaning he called a board meeting. And he had two members on his board. One was a tzaddik, the other one was a rasha. And he did this with chachma. He said, Chasmisu, I'll call the Ivna. He said, you're loyal board members, right? You support me, absolutely. Whatever I tell you to do, you're going to do? Of course. What's the question, you're of them? Amr lehin. So he says, Malka bin ala havoy. I want to be a king. Amr lohen, absolutely, you should be king. Kol da minu l'cho avdisu, whatever I tell you to do, you're going to do? Amr lohen, I said yes. Afilu l'miflach l'avoydes kechavim, even if I tell the Yidin, or I tell you to be Yavid Avodah Zarah, would you do it? So the Gemara says, Amr le tzaddik, so the tzaddik that was there, chas v'chalila, of course not. Amr le rasha le tzaddik, so the rasha turned to the tzaddik, he said, Solka daitach de gavri ki yiravim polach l'avoydes kechavim, you really think that someone as great as Yeravam, we're going to see later, the Gemara is going to talk about the greatness of Yeravam. He was chosen by Hashem to be the next king on the level of David HaMelech. So you see what his greatness was. So you think someone like Yeravam would ever tell the Yidden to be Eved Avodah Zarah? Elul men sinuhu de kaboy. He wants to see how loyal we really are. Ikablisu lememre. Just sign on the dotted line. He's never going to do it. You ever have a meaning Yeravam's going to do it? Of course he's never going to do it. In the meantime, he has his Kol Kaira. He has a John Hancock of a Rasha and a Tzaddik. So now, Yeravam, who's a Tzaddik, and he has one of his advisors, who's a well-known Chashev Yid, they just signed on a document that says that it's okay for the Yidden to listen to Yeravam and to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, you know who else signed on this Kol Kaira? V'af Achiyah HaShiloini Tov V'chasam. None other than the God Ladar Achiyah HaShiloini. How do we know that? It's not first in the Pasuk anymore. Because the Hayeyu Tzadik Rabbah Hava. Yehu was another one of the kings of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And he was a big tzaddik. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayeyim HaShem El Yehu, Yana Shehet Hivoy Salasis Ayosha Be'enai, Kechoy Lasher Bilvavi Yosis Olebeis Achav, B'nei Reviyim Yesh V'lecha Al Kisei Yisrael. So we're going to learn about Achav a little bit at the end of today's stuff, but really more the next stuff. But Achav was a Oved Avodah Zarah, and his Avodah Zarah was Baal. The Avodah Zarah of Baal, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, that's all Achav. After Achav, Yehu come, and Yehu was the king that eradicated the Avodah Zarah of Baal. He finally got rid of Achav's Avodah Zarah. So Hashem comes to Yehu, he's very happy. He says, what you did was gewaldig. You eradicated the Avodah Zarah of Achav. But the Pasuk says, V'yeyu lo yishomar lo leches b'teres Hashem alikei Yisrael b'chol levavoy, lo yisor me'al chatois Yeravam asher hechti es Yisrael. That despite the fact that Yehu eradicated Achav's Avodah Zarah, he didn't eradicate Yeravam's Avodah Zarah. So Yehu got rid of Achav's Avodah Zarah, but he didn't get rid of Yeravam's Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. My Garmalay. On the one hand, Yehu is such a tzaddik. Hashem comes to him, Yana Asher Hativoy Solasu Yisha Yosha Be'inai. Hashem tells him, you did the Yosha Be'inai. You got rid of Achav's Avodah Zarah. So for some reason, Achav's Avodah Zarah he did get rid of, and Yeravam's Avodah Zarah he didn't get rid of. So there must be more to the story. Amar Abaye, there is more to the story. Bris Kruso L'Sfasayim. You know what you see from here? You see how dangerous and how potent a person's lips could be. That you have to be careful with what comes out of your mouth, because there's a bris, a covenant with this Sfasayim, that if your lips say something, it may actually happen. This is the idea of al tiftach pelu satan. Bris krusa lefasayim. Shenema achav avades habal ma'at, yeyu yavdenu harbe. The Pasuk says that when Yehu got rid of Achav's Avodah Zarah, it wasn't easy. How was he going to do it? There were a lot of Yidden, Choshev Yidden, that were nichshol in the Avodah Zarah Baal. So what was he supposed to do? So the story is, he decided that he is going to make a big event, and he calls all the people that worship the Baal. He wants them to come into a temple. They're all going to be there, and this is going to be some unbelievable event. And he said that he's going to participate. Yehu acted as if he was going to be involved. As a matter of fact, he uttered these words, Achav Avodas HaBaal Ma'at, Achav worship Baal a little bit. The Yehu, speaking of himself in the third person, Yavdenu Harbe, he's going to be worshiping a lot more.
You have no idea what I'm going to do to the Baal, speaking as if he was really going to worship. In the meantime, he gets all the Avdi about to come into one room. He walks out, he kills every one of them, and that's the way he got rid of the Avodah Zarah Baal. So what he did was unbelievable. But you know what else he did? He said something he should have never said. Achav Avodas Baal Ma'at Yeyu Yavdenu Harbe. And Abaye says, Bris Crucilis Fasayim, and it's for that reason he was nichshol in the Avodah Zarah of Yerovam, the Agolin. How so? Whereas he was Meister Nefesh. He did unbelievable things to get rid of Achav's Avodah Zarah. He never did the same thing for Yerovam. It was because of those words that came out of his mouth. But Rava says a different shot. Again, whenever you have a buyer, you always have Rava. Rava says, that's not what confused him. You know why he didn't get rid of Yerovam's Avodah Zarah? Because he saw the Kol Kaira, and he saw who was signed on it. And he saw Achia Shiloini. He signed this letter from Yerovam that says it's okay for the Yidden to worship the Egel. And if it's okay, Achia says it. Yeah, he was not going to argue with Achia Shiloini. Achia was the Gadol Hadar and Afriya the Gadar. So how's he going to argue with him? And that's why he goes about it. Well, it says the Pasuk, Ksiv, Shachato, Seitim, Hemiku, Vani, Musar, Lekulchem. Pasuk in Hoshea. What does it mean? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heim, Hemiku, Mishali. Yerovam went even further than me. Why? The Yidden had a mitzvah to be Oyler Regal. What would be if a Yid's not Oyler Regal? And he a Marti Kosha in Oyler Regal. Oyver Basay. He's Oyver Basay. Doesn't even get Malchus. Vehemam, what did Yerovam say is going to happen for someone that is Oyler Regal? Kolo Oyler Regal, Yidoka Becherev. It's Chayev Misa. Vehesahi, Yerovam Yotzim Yerushalayim. Vehemso Oyse Achia Shiloini Hanovi Bederech Fumas Kasa Besalma Chadosha. So this passage is describing when Yerovam meets Achia Shiloini for the first time. Achia tells him that he, Hashem told me to tell you I'm going to tear the Malchus away from Shlomo, his son Rechavam, and you're going to be the next king. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, Eis him is menes to peranes. The Pasuk says, Vayhi be'esahi. This was a time, a period of time, that had been predestined from the beginning of days where something terrible was going to happen. Because when the Malchus was torn into two, it was considered to be very terrible. And that's the emphasis of Ayyi Baye Esahi, that this was a preordained time. Another place where you find in Nach, something happened in a preordained time, Be'es Pikudasam Yevedu, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyo, which is described in Churban Be'es HaMikdash Tanim, Mishum Rav Yosi, Eis Mezumenes L'Peranis, Tishabav, of course, Vayivku Balaylahu, after the Chet of the Meraglim, it was determined that the ninth day in Av would be a day that's Muchanu Mezumen L'Peranis, Be'es Ratzain in Isicha, another pasuk. This pasuk is in Yeshaya that talks about the Geula, Tanim, Mishum Rav Yosi, Eis Mezumenes L'Taiva. There's a time that's good as well, Be'ita, Achishena, that was yesterday's raid bite. So you have Be'ita, there is an ace. There's an ace that's Mizumenes when Mashiach is supposed to come. Ubiyoim pakti ufakaditi aleim chatosam. So this pasuk is mentioned by the Chet Egel. Tony Mishra Rabbi Yosi, Ace Mizumenes luperanios. This is a time that's Mizumenes luperanios. What peranios happened on the same day of the Chet Egel? So if you look at Rashi, it's a very shver Rashi here. Ubiyoim pakti betishabov. On Tisha B'av, shebechol hashana mi'oisim em shana shamdu b'midu yoyim mezun l'peronius, boi chazrum raglim, boi necher v'abayis b'rishonu b'shniya. B'yoyim pakti ufakadati aleim chatosam is talking about the chet ha'egel. Says Hashem, that day is going to be a day that's going to be mucha l'peronius. What's going to happen on that day? The raglim are going to come back. The first and the second base of Mikdash is going to be destroyed. Fake the marsha. Rashi's Tobit Var Mishnah. Everyone knows the Chet Egel didn't happen on Tisha B'Av. It happened on Shavuos v'Tammuz. Ayin b'Masha. Masha argues. Rashi Masha says, presumably what the Gemara probably meant was Shavuos v'Tammuz. Because the Gemara says five bad things happen on Tisha B'Av. It also says five bad things happen on Shavuos v'Tammuz. So just like Tisha B'Av is a yoin, it's an ace that's mizumenes l'peronios. Shavuos v'Tammuz is also an ace that's mizumenes l'peronis. Either way, vahi ba'is, vahi vayerid, Yehuda meis achiv. Yehuda leaves his brothers. That's when the story of Tamar happens. Tani mishum Rabbi Yosi, ace mizumenes l'peronis. Yehuda's sons were going to die. Vayelach Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam went to Shechem. Ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael laham l'chayisay. And that's why we're mentioning this. So why are we talking about ace mizumenes l'peronis? So we started with Yerovam. Yerovam meets Achia Hashiloini ba'isahi. That was an ace that was mizumenes l'peronis. And then Rechavam goes to Shechem, thinking that he's going to be the next king. He's getting ready for a big inauguration. In the meantime, what does the pasuk say? He went to Shechem, Tanam, Yishum, Rabbi Yosi, Mokum, Mizum, L'Peronius. This was a Mokum that was Mizum, L'Peronius. So just like there's certain periods of time in history that's Mizum, L'Peronius, there's Mokum that's Mizum as well. B'Shechem, Inu, Esdina, B'shchem machru achiv es Yosef. B'shchem nechlokom malchus David. Yeravam yatsam Yerushalayim. Amar b'chanir bar papa she yatsam yipiskol she Yerushalayim. Yeravam left Yerushalayim. Vayim to Yosef achi ashiloini hanavi vaderech v'umiskasa b'simul chadash v'shneim levan b'sada. So we're not sure who's wearing a beggar, but somebody's wearing a salma chadash. May b'salma chadash. Amar Nachman kis salma chadash. Ma salma chadash im b'shum daifi. Just like a new suit. Right, there's a new suit. After Yerusha, Shal Yeravam, like Hayyav Hashem Daifi. It was perfect. It was pristine. It was like a new suit. That's what Yeravam's Torah was like. Davar Acher, Salma Chadasha, Shechidshu Dvarim, Shaloi Shama Oizem Ayolam. That Yeravam had an ability to be Mechadish Torah that no one had ever heard. His Torah was half of a fellow. My Ushneim Levadim Asada, they were alone in the field. Amar Abidah Marav, Shekol Tamid Chachamim, Doim Lufneim Chisvei Asada. That all the Tamid Chachamim were to Yeravam like grass. Which suggests that they were nowhere near his level. The Ikuda Amisha called Tamei Torah Megulam Dam Gazada. That all the Tamei HaTorah, all the Soidus HaTorah were exposed to Yeravam, just like the field is exposed. You have an open field. That's what the Torah was like to Yeravam. Bottom line is, the Pasuk is describing the greatness of Yeravam's Torah. So we can appreciate exactly who Yeravam was. Pasuk says, L'chein titni shiluchem amareshes gas, batei achsiv, la'achsav, L'malchi Yisrael, a pasuk in Micha. I'm Reb Chanina bar Papa. Yotzev Askav Amar Lahem. Misha Hargas a Plishti, the one that killed the Plishti. David HaMelech killed Golias. V'hoirish Eschem Gas, and he got you the city of Gas. Titnu Shiluchim Levanov. This is what you're doing to his children. Bati Achsiv LaAchsav LaMalchi Yisrael. I'm Reb Chanina bar Papa. Kol Enen Emelim Mazav LeBrachah. If somebody has a no from Emelim Mazav without a bracha, Kilu Goyzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. It's if he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. This is from the beginning of Perakates and Mavarchim fame. Shenema Goyzel Ovev Imai. Somebody steals from his father's mother. Imai in Pesha. He thinks he's not doing an Avera. Why? Because it's his father's. His father maybe is okay with him having it. One day it's going to be his anyways. Chaver hu le'ishmashchis. It's a bad thing. What the pasuk is really referring to is someone that steals not from his biological father, but he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar haloi hu avicha konecha. Ve'eimoy in this pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael. Elo Knesset Yisrael. Shenemar shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titesh teiras imech. So if somebody eats min ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha, it's as if he stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stole from Hashem. Because Hashem aritzum loya, everything belongs to Hashem. You make a bracha, Hashem says you can have it. Otherwise, you're a gazlan. Otherwise, you're a gazlan. Right, this raid, if somebody eats matzah, let's say, below Pesach, and he doesn't make a brichas hanenin, and he doesn't make a moitzi, is it a mitzvah baba avera? It's like a matzah gzula. If somebody eats without a bracha, he's a gazlan. It belongs to Hashem. It's not yours. You need to make a bracha in order for you to take title of it. Otherwise, the matzah belongs to Hashem. It doesn't belong to you. But you're also stealing from Klal Yisrael, because when a person makes a bracha, it brings Shefa onto the world. So if it brings Shefa onto the world, you're robbing Klal Yisrael of the Shefa that would come to the world as a result of your bracha. So Goizel, other the Ema is referring to someone that eats without a bracha. What does the end of the pasuk say? Chaver hu le'ish mashchis. Chaver hu le'yeravim ben nevat. This is a medrash pliya. He is like a chaver. He's like chavrusa of Yeravam ben Nevat, because he too was hishchis Yisrael la'aviyam shabashamayim. So it's not clear what the tzushtal is. Pashed Yeravam by causing machlekes, tearing Eretz Klal Yisrael apart. Right? We said that's why his name was Yeravam. Sha'asa meriva within Klal Yisrael, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So it's to the Am, it's to Hashem, it's to Aviv, it's to Imoy. Say he withheld bracha. So just like someone that eats without a bracha, he is withholding bracha from descending on the world. Yeravam and Nevat did the same thing, and that's why someone eats without a bracha, you know who you like? You like Yeravam ben Nevat. Again, a medrash pliya, but that's the pashup shot. Vayidach Yeravam es Yisrael me'achri Hashem. So again, Rav Chanan gave an interesting mashal to describe what Yeravam did. Yeravam got the Yidden to be Oved Avodah Zarah, but it's like someone who takes a stick and he hits another stick. Right? You hit a ball with a baseball bat. So the ball's going to travel really far. But why did it travel far? It's because of the bat. The bat is what caused it to travel. See, Yeravam was the bat, so to speak. Klal Yisrael was like the ball. They're the ones who hit the other stick or the ball far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'di Zohav, the beginning of Eila Dvarim, the beginning of Parashas Dvarim, so the pasuk says, Eila Dvarim, Asher Diber, Moshe El Kol Yisro, Be'ever HaYardim, Ba'midbar, Ba'rova, Mosov, Be'im Parano, Be'im Toif, V'lov, V'chatzeris, V'di Zohav. And we know Rashi brings a chumash that the whole pasuk is Musar, it's Teichachat HaKla Yisro. Says the Gemara, what is V'di Zohav mean? Amr, Be'yav Yanai, Amr, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'in Yisro, Be'shvel Kesef, Zohav, She'eshpat, Lem Yisro, Che'yem, Yudai, Gorim, Lam Lassus, El Kei Zohav. You want to know what caused the Yidden to sin by the Chet Egel? It's because they had it so good. If the Yidden didn't have it so good, they would have never sinned. You know, people sin when it's good. Vayishman Yisurun, you're in a good place. The gaiva maybe kicks in. Vayiva, that's when you start doing averus. Mashal, ein ari doyres v'noye mitach kupa shel tevin. If you give a lion, a hungry lion, a little bit of straw, he's not going to start making noise and growling. That's not what causes the lion to roar. You know what causes the lion to roar? After he eats a gezintishtik flesh. Elo mitach kupa shel basar. So when does the lion roar? When he eats meat. When does Klal Yisrael roar? When they have it good. And that's what Hashem tells Moshe. We're talking about the Egel, because we're talking about Yeravam, who was Maimed Agolam. So what caused the Chet Egel? It was Zahav. It was because they had it. B'shul Kesev Zahav She'eshpatu Lehem Yisrael La'cheyoyim Rudai Gorim Lehem Lassus Lehem L'keiz Rav. Right, it's famous that the Bali Musa used to argue, what's a bigger Nisayan? To be an Ani or to be an Asher? On the one hand, if you're an Ani, it's hard, you know, it's challenging. It comes with a very obvious Nisayanis. But some held the Nisayan of Ashirus is actually a bigger Nisayan. Amr Rav Yishia, Ad Yeravam, Hoy Yisrael, Yoinkam Egelachem. Until the times of Yeravam, the Yidden had one Egel. There was one Chet Egel that used to show up on the invoice. Mikan Ve'elach, Mishnayim V'Shleish Agolim. There was going to be two and even three Agolim because of the two additional Agolim that Yeravam was Maimed. Amr Rav Yitzchak, Eilach HaKol Peroni, Yisrael Peroni, Shabbal, Oilu Mashayim Bo Echod Me Esrim V'Arba. Behechra litra shall egel harisha. There's no peronius that comes to Klal Yisrael that doesn't have in it a little bit of a chet egel. There's a little bit of chet egel that permeates every single punishment that we do. Every time Hashem punishes, there's a little bit of chet egel in it. That's that pasuk that we mentioned earlier. Shenemar uveyoyim pakti ufakadati aleim chatasim. How much? So the Gemara actually gives a number. It's 1/24. Of Hechra Litra. So this is a sugya that we learned together. Actually, not so, it feels like a very long time ago, but it was in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. But the Gemara tells halachis that if you're going to buy something, or really from the seller's perspective, you're going to sell something, so you used to have weights, so they would weigh how much you're selling, you know how much to charge the person. But you had to do what was called, you had to be machriya sakaf a little bit. You had to make sure that what you were selling was a little bit lower than the weight. Make sure you're giving a little extra. How much? So the whole sugi in shas that gives different shiurim, different amounts for different things. If you sell a litra of liquid, you have to give a tefach. 1/24 of that tefach that's used when you sell a litra to be machriya the kaf, that's how much of chet egel there is. That's how much chet egel there is in every punishment that the yidden get. Amrab chanina l'ach esrim abad leiris nigba pasuk zeh. Again, 24. This number 24 keeps on coming up with regards to the chet egel. But for 24 leiris, the yidden had to pay for the chet egel. Shenema vayikra ba'oznein koil godol lemer karvu pekudei sa'ir ve'ish kli mashchis biyodei ayin b'mefarshim. We get from there to 24. Achar adover hazeh leishov yurova midark era. And this gemara is probably the defining gemara, certainly the most well-known gemara about the story of Yeravam. Achar Adover Hazeh. It was after this that Yeravam did not do tshuva. Omer Rababa, Rababa said, what does Achar mean? Achar Shatov Seik, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yeravam, Vigdai. Kodesh Baruch Hu went to Yeravam and he grabbed him by his beged, by the lapels. V'omale, and he told him, Chazor Becha, do tshuva. V'ani v'ato ben Yishai netayel b'Gan Eden. And if you do, me, you, and Ben Yishai, we're going to go together. We're going to be in Gan Eden together. Yeravam, you could do tshuva. Amaloi. So Yeravam says, me, you, and Ben Yishai, me, Beroish, who's going to be first? So Hashem said, Ben Yishai, Beroish. Ben Yishai is going to go first. Ihochi said, everybody, I'm not interested. What does this all mean? We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Ablo, have a rogel, have a kodarish, b'shloishim alachim. Rabbi Avo used the darshan about the three kings. So Rabbi Avo would give shir, and he would talk about the three kings. It's a Mishnah. She'en lem chelik l'olam abo. So the Gemara Cholash, Rabbi Avo became sick. Kabbalah led loy darish. So he made a Kabbalah that he's not going to darshan anymore about the shloishim alachim, because he thought that maybe the reason he became sick was because he was speaking about these tzaddikim. Kivon, the itfach. But he had a refuah. He got better. So the Gemara says, Hadar kadarish. He started darshaning again. Amri, so they told him, loy kablas alach, loy darshan. Didn't you make a Kabbalah? Omer, he said, inu mihajibu, dano hadabi. If the reason I was punished was because of them, it would have been parallel. And it's not parallel because they did Averis but never did Tshuva. I got better. So as a result, I don't think that the two are connected. And that's why he was comfortable again going and darshaning about the Shloshim Malachim. Zok the Gemara, another very, very well-known Gemara. Ravashi, Oiki, Shloshim Malachim. Ravashi was giving share about the three kings, the three Malachim, Yeravam, Menashe, and Achav, that have no chelik in Olam Haba. Omar, he said, L'mocher niftach b'chavim. So it was at the end of the daf that Ravashi said this. It was the end of the shir. And he says, tomorrow we're going to start. We're going to pick up in the beginning. We're going to talk about the three kings. So the Gemara, Osa Menashe is chazi le bechelme. Menashe came to Ravashi in a dream. Oma, he says, chavrach v'chaveri davuch karuslan. He said, tomorrow we're going to start off talking about our chaverim, as if we're somewhat on par. We're somewhat on the same level. He says, mehecha bas, no way. He says, let me ask you a question. He says, when you sit down and you make hamotzi, it's a Friday night, you make hamotzi on a challah. Where do you cut the challah? Amalei Yodana, I don't know. Amalei. So Rav Ashi asks Menashe, this is the king Menashe. He says, where are you supposed to? So he told me, hecha the bois, lemishra hamotzi, like gemiras. Vechavra karaslan. So Menashe tells Rav Ashi, you don't know where you're supposed to make hamotzi from? And you're calling me chaverim. So he says, okay, so let me hear. Agmurli, you tell me. Ulamacha vishma vishmach vabirk, and I'll say over tomorrow in your name, I'll say over in the name of Menashe. Why? Amalei, so Menashe told him, hecha the karav bishuli. You're supposed to cut it from the place that's the crustiest place. So wherever it's really crusty, that's where you cut it at the end of the challah usually. There it's crusty. Over there, that's where you're supposed to cut. Amalei, so he told him, yacha de chachmisa kulei, my time kapalchas avi dezar. So if you're so smart, you know something that I didn't know. Rav Ashi is one of the authors of Talmud Bavli. So if you knew this, then how come have we the Zara? Like, what's going on? Oh, Malay. So Menashe told Rav Ashi, I have this awesome, I want you to know. Had you been there, have an okitna b'shipule glima, rota basroi. Not only would you have also done avoid the Zara with me, but you would have literally picked up, you know, the bottom of your robe, the bottom of your pants, to run as fast as you can, running after me and my avoid the Zara. You have no idea what the Nesoy avoid the Zara was. That's what Menashe told Rav Ashi. Don't judge us. But to think for one second that Menashe and Yerov and Menachi, there's such an important Gemara. And when you go through Perek Chelek, you know, read through these psukim, and sometimes they're so hard to read. You have to have this perspective. This is the Teresh Shabbat Peh. Teresh Shabbat Peh would have Teresh Shabbat Peh. I'll get back to Maisa. You have to have the Teresh Shabbat Peh. And this is the Teresh Shabbat Peh. The Teresh Shabbat Peh is that once upon a time there was a incredible Yetzahara for avoid the Zara, something that we can't fathom. It's something that's impossible for us to relate to. It was so horrible that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in the beginning of Ayasheni realized that if they're going to go back, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with the Aveira of Yizara, then we're just going to be repeating the same mistake that we made. And that doesn't make any sense. So they daven to Hashem to get rid of the Aveira of Yizara. Arayas, this they were able to deal with. But to deal with the Chet of Aveira Yizara, that was something that was unfathomable. And that's what Menashe told Rav Ashi. You can't appreciate it. And it's not a stira. To you, it doesn't make any sense because you don't have the Yetzahara. But if you would have the same Yetzahara that we had, you'd see it would make perfect sense. Either way, the Gemara says, L'macha, the next day, then Rav Ashi comes back to give shir. He starts the shir talking about the Shloisha Malachim. She'en lam chelik lo'ilam haba. But he started off, he said, Niftach b'ravosa. I want to start today's shir now with our chaverim. He realized that Menashe wasn't his chaver. He wasn't on his level. But we're going to talk about these great, great people. She'en lam chelik lo'ilam haba. Again, we don't understand it. It's not something that we can fully appreciate. But either way, that concludes the story of Yerov. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. Just one ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara says, and as mentioned, probably the defining Gemara in the entire story. Achar Adover Azet, lo shav Yerovam midark Yerovam. Yerovam didn't do tshuva. Omer Ababo, what does it mean? Achar Shatovsei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yerovam bevigd. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yerovam and he grabs him by his beged. Va'omale, and he told him, Chazor Bach, do tshuva. Va'ani va'atou ben Yishai netayel b'Gan Eden, and me, you, and David HaMelech, we're going to be able to walk together in Gan Eden. Amalei, so Yerovam tells Hashem, me b'roish, who's going to be first? So he told him, ben Yishai b'roish, David HaMelech is going to be first. Ihochi said, oy bazoi, loy be'ina, I'm not interested. So the first thing you see in this Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks with David HaMelech in Gan Eden. That's unbelievable. I mean, we don't know exactly what that means, but the mashal is certainly an amazing mashal. Hashem is netayel hashpatzirtzich with David HaMelech in Gan Eden. I was thinking that David HaMelech said, Gam ki elech b'geitz al-moves, David HaMelech said that even when I'm begate some of us, David said, I was walking in the valley of death. My life was so dark. I couldn't understand. My son Avshalom wanted to kill me. But at the same time, he turned to Hashem. He said, I'm not afraid. You know why? Because I know you're with me. Maybe it was me that can I get me done. That David HaMelech was able to bring Hashem into his life. Gam ki eilech begate salmodes. You know what he was zeichet to? Yeah. He was zeichet to one day, ani v'ata netayel v'gan Eden. That he's able to be netayel v'gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch. And this is really one of the important themes of David HaMelech. We mentioned the var from the Kotzko last week, where the Gemara says that Nebuchadnezzar started singing Shiras v'Sishbachos after he saw the miracle with Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah, and he was singing such beautiful songs, he was making Tehillim look bad. It was unbelievable what he was singing. And the Malach came and he smacked him and he got him to stop, and it's a good thing he did, because Bikesh Lagano is Shiras v'Sishbachos, so David HaMelech, and the Kotzker Rebbe said, what does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means is Nebuchadnezzar was singing Shira because Nebuchadnezzar was trading at his 52-week high. He was knocking. His world was clicking on all cylinders. So it was very easy for him to sing Shira. The Malach came and the Malach said, Nebuchadnezzar, really? You're such a knacker. Let me give you a smack. Let me see if you're able to sing Shiras v'Sishbachos now. David HaMelech was able to sing Shiras v'Sishbachos, Bevarchim of Avshalom Benoi, when he was running away from Shol HaMelech, Shiftecho, Mishantecho, Hemi, and Achamuni. David HaMelech dealt with a lot in his lifetime, but it didn't matter. He was always able to be strong. That's the famous Vard of the Chetush Arim, the Loss of Love, by the famous Sudas Alev Yosan and the Yayin HaMeshumer. There's going to be a banquet. There's going to be this incredible Suda, and then it's going to come time for benching. So who's supposed to bench? So the Gemara says they're going to offer Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and no one's going to be able to bench until they're going to come to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech, he says, Li na levarech. Why? Because he said, Kais Yeshua, it's Esav Hashem Hashem Ekra. Said the Chetush Arim. You know what the Gemara means? Because David HaMelech benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Baruch Hashem. He was able to be a Kais Yeshua, it's Esav, even when things weren't going good. And it's for that reason he's Zaycha. He's zeich at the end of days to be the one that's going to bench. So it could be it's in that same vein. David HaMelech said, "Gam ki eilech begeitz almoves lo ira roki atu imadi." When I'm eilech, when I'm walking begeitz almoves, you're with me. You're going to walk with me now in Gan Eden. But either way, so Hashem tells you, Yeravam Chazar Bach. I saw in the Eon Yaakov, so the Eon Yaakov is a pirish on the Eon Yaakov, it was written by none other than the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov is the author of the Eon Yaakov. But either way, the Eon Yaakov says that there was a tifket over here. In the beginning of the story, Hashem sends Achiyah Shiloini to Yeravam. What does he tell Yeravam? He tells Yeravam that I'm giving you an opportunity. You could be like David HaMelech. And all the promises that I gave David, I'm going to give to you. Rock. But there's a condition. You have to go in my ways, the same way David went in my ways. And Yeravam didn't. He was my Minat Golem. He did terrible, terrible things. And at the end, he's Yeravam. Hashem now comes to Yeravam at the end of the story, and he gives him a lifeline. It's unbelievable. He's willing to pardon him. He tells him, Chazor Bach, do tshuva. You're going to go back to being like David HaMelech. I'll give you what I told you originally I was going to do. But it's even deeper than that, says the Eon Yaakov. You know what the tifkat is? Hashem told Yeravam, David HaMelech also did an Avera. David HaMelech with Batsheva, with Uriah. Again, we don't fully understand these things. But the bottom line is Chazal attributed a chet to David HaMelech as well. And David HaMelech is with me in Gan Eden. You know why? Because he did tshuva. So Chazar Bach Yeravam, do tshuva. Vani vato ben Yishai netayel Gan Eden. Bottom line is Yeravam didn't do tshuva. What did Yeravam say? Me Barosh. Really, me, you, and David HaMelech. Who's going to be first? So Hashem says, Ben Yishai Barosh. He said, Ben Yishai Barosh, Ihochi loy be'ino, and I'm interested. It's Yedua, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and I saw the Aruch Laner makes the deal right here on this Gemara, that if you look carefully at what Hashem told Yeravam, he said, Ani ve'ata uben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden. Me, you, and David HaMelech are going to go in Gan Eden. It sounds like Yeravam was supposed to be first. Says the Aruch Laner, really Yeravam was supposed to be first. So why then when he said, Mi Beroish, did Hashem say, Ben Yishai Beroish? Because when Yeravam asked the question, he cared. He wanted to know who's going to be first. He lost the Madrega. And because he lost the Madrega, now already it's going to be Ben Yishai Beroish. But Freik of Chaim Shmulevitz, if the Aruch Laner can make the Diyuk, if we can make the Diyuk, then Yeravam certainly was able to make the Diyuk. So why did he ask the question? Why didn't he hear Hashem say, Ani v'ato ben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden? Why did he say Mi Beroish? He should have made the same Diyuk. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gezogt that Yeravam and Avad heard it. Et good fashtanim. But Abal Gaiva likes to hear it again. And the chet of Yeravam, who's going to be first? He did get the right answer. But he said, because that was the chet of Yeravam. The chet of Yeravam was gaiva. That's the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that it was the gaiva of Yeravam ben Avot that was tardes haim in ha'olam that took him away from this world. And you see from here how terrible gaiva is. Gaiva's taken down great people. And that's the story of Yeravam. It's a story of Avodah Zarah. It manifests itself with chet ha'ego, but really it's a story of gaiva. But there's one other ha'ara, very important lesson that you take out of the story of Yeravam that has to be mentioned. And that is a kasha that is absolutely tamua. It's just a festa kasha. And the kasha is attributed to Rabbi Itzel Petterberger. And that is, the Mishnah says in Ovitz, in the fifth parak of Ovitz, Kol HaMazakis HaRabim, Ein Chet Baal Yodah, V'chol HaMachdias HaRabim. If someone is Machdias HaRabim, Ein Maspikin B'yodah Lassas Tshuva. We don't give him an opportunity to do tshuva. And the Mishnah gives examples of a Mazakis HaRabim and a Machdias HaRabim. Moshe Zik, Vizikas Arab. Moshe Rabbeinu was an example of a Mazakis Arab. Who's an example of a Machdias Arabim? Yeravam, Chot of the Hechdias Arabim, Chet Arabim Toluva. So the Mishnah describes someone that's Mazakis Arabim and someone that's a Machdias Arabim. Who's the Machdias Arabim? Who is the paradigm? Who's the textbook example? Yeravam ben Avot. Yeravam was a chayte, and he was a machdias harabim. He was machdias harabim. He caused the yidden to be oved avodah zarah. Zok the mishnah. Kol hamazakis harabim ein chet baal yodei. V'chol hamachdias harabim ein maspikin biyodei lasis tshuva. So, Frank Rabitzla, I don't understand. How do you understand this Gemara? The Gemara says that Hashem came to Yeravam at the end and said, Chazor bach, do tshuva. V'ani v'ato ben Yishai netayo began Eden. If Yeravam is the textbook example of a machdias harabim. The Mishnah says, "Kol achoyti u'machdias harabim, ein maspikin biyodoy." Lasses tshuva. So Rav Itzel says an unbelievable teretz, but I'll just be makdim one guy in the Mishnah. The pasuk says, "Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoy, gam ki yaser mimena." Says the guy, "Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoy." What does it mean al pi darkoy? He says that a father has to realize, a mother has to realize that not all of his children or all of her children are the same. Everyone's different. Everyone has different tchunas hanefesh. And what might be easy for one person can be very difficult for another person. Everyone has his own sets of midos and tchunos and life experiences that cause people to be more vulnerable in some areas and less vulnerable in other areas. And it's a parent's job to understand his child, realize what his strengths and weaknesses are, and work with them. That's chanoich lenar alpi darkoi. Alpi darkoi shal hanar. You have to understand your child, and based on that, customize, tailor-make a chinuch program for that individual child. You can't say, this is the way I'm a chanuch my children. That's wrong. Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi means realize that all your children are different and each one has to be mechunuch in his or her unique way. That's chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi. And the guy gives it a mashal. He says, the Gemara says, that Shaul HaMelech did one aveira and he lost his malchus, the maiso with Agor. David HaMelech did two aveiros and he retained the malchus. Says the Gemara, you see from here that you can't get involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbonos. But Zok the Goyim, what's the Pnimius of the Gemara? What's the Tifkai? What does it mean? It means because Shaul and David were different people. And you know what, says the Goyim? For David to have done two Averis wasn't as bad as Shaul HaMelech doing one Avera, based on who he was. David, Chazal say, was a person whose blood boiled. His blood boiled. From a taiva perspective. So David HaMelech does two Averis, and it's okay. You could still be Melech. Shaul was very different. Shaul was like a one-year-old child. Shaul didn't have the same bren that David HaMelech had. And that's why his one Avera was worse than David HaMelech's two Averis. Chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, he doesn't just judge in a vacuum. He looks at a person, he sees what his nisyonos are, what he's gone through in life, what his tchunos hanefesh are, and it's based on that everything is figured out. Said Rabbi Tzala, Yeravam ben Avot was a chayti u'machdias harabim. And really, a chayti u'machdias harabim, ema speakim yodei lasa tshuva. But he said, Yeravam ben Avot also had an unbelievable taiva for gaiva. I mean, we just said the word for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Hashem tells him, Chazor bach, v'ani v'tol ben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden. He has to hear it again. And then when he says, I hear that ben Yishai is going to be first, yochi le'be'ina. If that's the case, I'm not interested. Yeravam is king, 10 shvatim. Rechav is only king of two shvatim, but he can't allow the yidden to be oil rega because they're going to see Rechavim sitting, and he can't be soivel that. And yeshiva b'azor el malchus beis davar v'vayu. What's it going to look like? Rechavim sitting and Yeravam standing. Doesn't make sense. You have so much Yeravam. What do you need more for? The Teretz is he had a taiva for gaiva. That's what it was. He had this burning desire. Says Rav Itzala, his yetzahara for gaiva was so strong, it was so fast, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't apply this Mishnah of Chayti Umachti Aserabim Eimah Speakim Yodei Las Heshuvah. This is a special circumstance. This is like David HaMelech, who did two Averis and he retained the Malchus. You know why? Because Damai was Reisachas. He had such a Damai Reisachas for gaiva that despite the fact, ordinarily a person that's Chayti Umachti Aserabim Eimah Speakim Yodei Las Heshuvah, but not in Yeravim's case. Because Yeravim's is motivated by gaiva, an unnatural dosage of gaiva, and as a result, Hashem says we have no choice but to give Yeravim a pass, and that's why, despite the fact he is the textbook example of Chayti Umachti Aserabim, still we have this Gemara where Hashem comes to Yeravim and he gives him an opportunity to do tshuva.